My dear beloveds, my name is Wallace Hammond Tulloch. Wallace Hammond Tulloch, that's my middle name, Hammond. I'm more known as Wallace here in the United States, so you can call me Wallace. Thank you so very much. I'm very happy to be giving you my story. It has been a wonderful journey for me being on this path of the teachings of the Ascended Masters. I am absolutely thrilled to be on this path. Let me read to you, and in reading I might sound a bit robotic, so please forgive me for that, but it's coming from my heart. So here goes. Dear beloveds, peace be unto you. I'm very happy to have this opportunity to speak to you, my brothers and sisters, of my journey on this path of the teachings of the Ascended Masters of the Great White Brotherhood. I will tell you first of all where I came from in this life, how I came to find God and the teachings, what I have done since then, and where I am currently on the path. So it is a four-step process. To fulfill this commission of telling you my story in the most proper way, whereas accuracy and timing is concerned, I thought I did write it and read it to you. I have been given no more than 15 minutes by Kathleen to have it read. So once again, forgive me if it may sound a bit robotic. So here goes. My name is, as my parents give it to me, as I said before, Wallace Hammond Tulloch. Many of you know me from the previous Ascended Master Movement, the Summit Lighthouse, and now the Heart Center. So you're seeing my face. Do any of you remember me? Thank you so very much. I'm 61 years old, will be 62 in July. I currently live in New York City with my beloved wife and twin flame, Carol Kate, who is 59 years old, and our two daughters, Krista Uriel and Alethea Celeste, 25 and 23 years old, respectively. Any of you who will be coming to the upcoming Heart Center Mount Shasta event in August can meet Krista and I personally there. That is our next Heart Center event that we will be attending. We are totally looking forward to being by the Great Mountain and being blessed by the Lord's Jesus and St. Germain's new Aquarian I Am teachings. And now we are told, now I've been told by Kathleen that we will be blessed by beloved Hercules. Oh, cannot wait to get that blessing. We are looking forward to being with you and the beloved messenger, my soul brother, David Christopher Lewis. I have been following God and the teachings of the masters consciously since 1978. I'm from Guyana, formerly British Guyana in South America. I was born to my parents, Gladstone and Enid Tulloch, in 1955. I grew up there in relative freedom until the country started going socialist, communist. I did not like that. It brought much turmoil to the people, and soon the country went into chaos and destruction. I had planned to leave the land for greener pastures abroad before all of our freedoms will be gone. I did in 1978 at the age of 23. And eventually came to New York City after being in Canada for a short while. It was in this city, New York City, that I stayed with my best friend at the time, Charles Gregory. His family and himself had 3 years before immigrated to the United States from Guyana. We had grown up together. He was always a very spiritual soul, and I had always wanted to know more of God from him. In fact, I wanted to know God personally. One day in that year of 78, in August or September, I don't remember exactly, I had an experience that made me think that I would understand God and asked Charles to make me understand. He agreed, and that night we went into the stairwell of his apartment building and he had me sit down where we would not be disturbed. As he was telling me of God, and as I was following quite intently his every word, I got the understanding. At that point of the understanding, there was a brilliant flash of light in my head. My head lit up with the most brilliant light imaginable, and I was awake, enlightened. I understood and saw God as light. I was made to understand that this experience is called the lightning flash. The lightning flash. And I was told that this was an experience that Solomon of the Bible, he had this experience of the lightning flash. This was his awakening. This was his enlightenment. So I'm glad to be in that company. Thank you very much. I was changed and never was the same after that. I have been living continuously here in the United States, in New York more specifically, since coming. Well, actually, I had gone back to Guyana after my experience, after I found God in 1978. And then also very soon after that, the teachings of the Ascended Masters through Elizabeth Clare Prophet and the Summit Lighthouse came along. Found the teachings very soon after that. And it's as if God was saying to me, now that you have found me, this is the way that I desire for you to walk back to me. And this is what I've been doing since then. So after that point, about 6 months after my awakening and finding the teachings, I went back to Guyana to tell the people there of God and of the teachings. So I wasn't afraid to go back there because now I have God. I have nothing to be afraid of. That's all I need to have. But God is my protector and everything and so on and so forth. And I have a destiny. And that destiny is to tell the world of God and to live my life following God. And I'm very glad to do that, especially through the teachings of the Ascended Masters. Now, we came back after being in Guyana for 9 years and doing what I had to do there. We came back. I got married and so on. My wife, Carol, and I, we got married in 85. And then in 87, and I'll continue reading here from my script. I have been living continuously here in New York City since 1987. My wife and I had come from Guyana when Saint Germain had called his Chelas out from around the world in that year to come to North America. In obedience, we came to New York. Of the two of us, it is I who am the follower of the teachings. Carol follows Christianity through the Church of the Nazarene. She has attended some of our events here, as I have with her church. She loves God through Jesus. That is good. She is a good soul. Love of God and each other bonds us together. Since being here in 87, that's 30 years ago, now I have been following the Masters through the Messenger, Elizabeth Clare Prophet, and the Summit Lighthouse until February 2005. Throughout that period, I was a member of the Summit's New York Teaching Center, helping to maintain it and leading prayer services and teaching new people of the teachings. I attended many conferences at the movement's headquarters in Montana and around the country. It was a very sad time, though, when Elizabeth Clare fell ill with Alzheimer's disease, and after a while, from around 1999, I think, could not give dictations from the Masters. For 6 years, we were not hearing from our beloved Masters. We were sad to some great extent. Then David Christopher Lewis, my friend at the time from the Summit, declared his messengership in 2004 in Montana, where he resided. The Heart Center was officially inaugurated on January the 20th, 2005 by the Masters. I came to their first event in February of that year to check the authenticity of the movement and the new messenger. From what I heard there and felt, they were quite genuine. That event, entitled Lanello on the Path of the Bodhisattva, was also another eye-opener for me when on the morning of the second day, the messenger said to the 40 or so souls gathered there that we were among the 144,000 who had come with Sanat Kumara to save the earth and her evolutions. I was overjoyed hearing that, and it became another turning point in my life. It was another awakening. I had always wondered about that 144,000 mentioned in Revelation of the Bible. So that was pretty exciting for me, and it sort of like helped to give my life a little bit more perspective. Since then to now, I have had many interactions with the messenger and the masters themselves, and I have attended several conferences and events at the Heart Center headquarters in Montana, and also around the country and Africa, more specifically Egypt and Ghana. It was very thrilling being in Egypt in 2006 with my other 98 brothers and sisters, experiencing the ancient Pharaoh temple sites, tombs, and entering the Great Pyramid of Giza, which I always dreamt about, and having four masters speak to me directly, including my own guru, Serapis Bey. Ghana in 2010 was another eye-opener for me. 23 of us were there on that pilgrimage. We did great work there with the masters, including helping to clear the Atlantic slave trade Akashic records. We visited several historical places, including castles, forts, and museums that had connections with the slave trade. Work was done through us by the masters for the clearing of the records mentioned. The eye-opener for me there was when, during a gathering of us, where we were doing an exercise of declaring virtues that we embody, Saint Germain suddenly came through the messenger after I had told my audience why I believed that sincerity was the virtue I most embodied. Just as I was about to leave the podium after expounding on that virtue of sincerity, why I believe that it was the virtue that I most embodied, the messenger got up and came over to the podium that I was about to move from. And he said for me to stay there, then said to me to follow him. Now, no one, including me, knew what was going on at the time. All we knew was what we were seeing and hearing with the messenger's movements. I followed him because he said to follow him. And then David said, in front of the makeshift altar that we had erected, for me to kneel there. I did. Then he went over to the altar and picked up the sword that was there and came to me with it and placed it upon my head and said, I, Saint Germain, knight thee, sir, sincerity, for this virtue that you have claimed and that you are. It was an amazing moment. Everyone was clapping wildly. I was ecstatic. I was grateful for the blessing. I was not the same after that as well. So that was another turning point for me as well. I've got a lot of turning points so far, my goodness. Also, there was the time in 2007 when I could not walk because of back problems from bulging and herniated discs. One day I asked Mother Mary for help, and through the messenger she told me that Archangel Raphael, herself, and other healing angels were performing a cosmic surgery upon my back, and I will be healed if I believe. Of course, I said, yes, I believe. She said that after the cosmic surgery, there would be some healing on the morrow. Within 2 weeks, I was able to suddenly come off the bed and walk, quite to my and everybody's amazement. I have had no back problems since where I could not walk. She had said that the reason, and this is interesting here, she had said that the reason I had the terrible back problems in the first place was that in a previous life, when I lived in Egypt, I had whipped. Oh, this is the bad part about this. I had whipped Israelites with lashes on their backs and caused them great suffering. She said, I had later repented in that life of my misdeeds. Maybe I was an Egyptian taskmaster in the time of the Israelites' enslavement in Egypt. Remember back in the days of Moses and so on, when the Israelites were enslaved. The back pain I suffered then in 2007 was the karmic recompense for hurting those souls' backs. And that is after all these thousands of years. Wow. So I see up to now that the path of the masters for us is one where you reincarnate to know God, to do good, balance your karma, and be set free. Free to be completely one with God through your adeptship and eventual ascension in the light, which is union with Him, Her, your I Am God presence, your highest self. In 2013, at an event of the Heart Center, I was blessed with my freedom when the Holy Spirit's representative, the Maha Chohan, with the Lord Shiva, through the messenger, said these words to me. The Maha Chohan put his hands on my head through the messenger, waved his hand around my head like this, and said these words: fire, 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 fire. I don't fire you, then I require you to come up higher, 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 higher. You're already tall, so how do you do this? Then he paused. And he said, by continuing to be the love that you are and continuing to be your authentic self, I forgive you every past sin. Now forgive yourself. Let all be washed away. You are free. Oh, intrepid and gracious gifter of love. So, beloved, I was free. By the very Holy Spirit, I so loved all my life. I am now free, fully, to concentrate on my return home to my mighty I Am presence, which I have come to understand and know. My mighty I Am presence embodies my divine parents, the Father, Mother, God. This is what the I Am presence really is. And that, yeah, the I Am presence is my home, my true home within myself, my true self, my highest self, my I Am presence. So since my freedom then, I have been seeking oneness with my divine parents embodied in my mighty I Am presence. Everything now is about the I Am presence. I have to be adept at this last great and noble endeavor to make it easier. And as the saying goes, let go and let God. I am seeking to allow the I Am presence, my divine parents, to live their destiny through me, their son. To live their destiny through me. This is what we are here for, is to be God in manifestation by allowing your God presence, your mighty I Am presence, to live its destiny through you. So this is my preoccupation these days, presently, always seeking to be focused on the presence, seeking to understand and feel that presence while still being in the world and making a living among its peoples. I also always seek to help others with this knowledge of God and who they really are, divine beings on a journey back to God. I tell them of the teachings of the Ascended Masters to help them on that journey. I recommend reading and listening materials. Apart from the master's teachings, I recommend the book, The Impersonal Life, that was originally authored by an anonymous person, later found to be authored by Joseph Benner. In this book, your I Am Presence will speak to you and teach you how to know and be one with him, her. How to be one with him. Your divine parents, I thank you for allowing me to tell you my story. I say always only victory to you. Peace, my brethren and sister, and God bless you always.